Hello, you. Welcome to another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. My name is Andy. Nice to meet you, or nice to see you again. I will be your host and your healer until death does us part. This week is not going to be our regular scheduled programming. Instead, I'd like to take the time to shed light on all the darkness that is happening around us. So much has happened this week, and it hasn't all been good news. On Monday, September 8th, Trump and the Trumpets made it okay for ICE to allow indiscriminate ICE raids to resume, which allows for more aggressive and targeted raid operations. People are scared to leave their houses. People are scared, period. But not me. In a sunny city like LA, it'll only be a matter of time before the ice melts away. We are so divided as human beings that it's beginning to disgust me. It's been disgusting me for a while, let's be for real, but I never thought I would have the chance to speak on it until now. It's not political anymore. It's personal. When Kamala Harris lost the election against Trump, I was like truly, truly devastated. I went to bed that night in denial. I woke up like, no way, no way, no way this guy won, for real. I knew how ugly this world was going to get. I think we all did. But now that it's beyond the point of ugly, now is our chance to do something about it once again. This November 4th, 2025, we are going to be having a statewide special election that is so beyond important for us to stand up for. If you are not registered to vote, or if you don't know if you're registered to vote, please go to the link in my description box and check it out for yourself. If you are already registered to vote in California, you will receive an election ballot in the mail. You don't need to do anything for this. Just make sure that you're registered. Unless you moved recently, died, or are not registered, then you will not receive a ballot in the mail. But you don't need the ballot in the mail to vote, kids. You just need to show up to the polls. Come November 4th, take your bestie, go get some matcha, go to your nearest polling place, and vote yes on Prop 50. I know politics isn't exciting to talk about, and it's kind of taboo and forbidden, but this is the Unfashionable Podcast. I'm going to try my best. Trump and the Trumpets know that what they are currently doing is not okay. It's not normal, it's illegal, it's an invasion. And really, they're just scared because come next year's midterm election, he's officially going to be pronounced a loser. In Texas, red state lawmakers recently redrew the congressional maps in hopes of gaining 5 more seats. They already had 5 seats, but they want 5 more. Of course, right? This means that the maps you see come election day, that are on the news outlets, that are red and blue, all of the mid-pink regions that included people who still had a brain, are now red, regardless. They want to shut out as much blue as possible, so I'm going to need us to really bleed blue this fucking November. Voting yes on Proposition 50 is voting yes in support of the Election Rigging Response Act. It's literally the power to stand up to Trump and the Trumpets and defend our fucking democracy. If you ever thought about taking homeboy out of office, now you can do it in the most democratic way possible. You don't have to hurt anybody. You just have to vote. Voting yes on Proposition 50 will allow California to temporarily redraw our own congressional maps, which will ultimately help combat all the gerrymandering, aka cheating, that Texas and or other red states have been doing lately. Oh, everything's bigger in Texas? Doesn't mean it's better. Believe me when I say that your vote matters. The system was never built for us to win. I don't think I started voting until after Obama. When Kanye and Trump first showed up on the ballot, I was like, what the fuck kind of world are we living in? This man used to be on reality TV. Do people forget that he was on The Apprentice? And now he has a room in the White House? It's madness. Personally, it's embarrassing to have come so far only to take a million steps back. Voting is made to be confusing, trust me. I have to set a whole evening aside for it. It's just me, my boyfriend, and our ballots. We vote, but we make it fun. We put music on, just like melodic house beats, and we read. We read about each candidate or each proposition until we understand what or who it is that we are voting for. I sincerely believe that if we all showed up one day, that we really could make a difference. Call me naive, but you can't call me stupid. Voting is intimidating, it's overwhelming, it's just too much, it's too hard. Okay, so keep living voiceless. Keep living your mediocre life, thinking you can't change a thing. I'm sorry, but if I ever have the chance to bring a child into this world, if I ever decide I want to bring a child into this world, at least I'll have the power to say that I made a difference. If you don't vote, you don't have an opinion. And I know we all have fucking opinions. You're allowed to express it. You're allowed to vote. They just make it confusing so you feel like you don't have the capacity. What have I been telling you for the past 10 weeks? You're only capable of what you believe. Use your voice, use your vote, and make it heard. At this point, we can't just sit back and watch every single right of ours get ripped away and not do anything about it. So please, if you've listened this long, make sure that you are registered to vote. If you've never voted in your life and need help with registration or anything, if you have any questions, I would be more than happy to help you out. Just message me on the pod's Instagram or TikTok. Even my personal account is fine. Let's show up so we can show out. This special election on November 4th won't be the end, but it will be the beginning of taking back what is rightfully ours. If they can do what they want, why can't we? I didn't mean to get so political in this episode, so please forgive me, but I've just really had enough. I'm sure if you're still listening, you have too. At this point, it isn't about red versus blue. It's about good versus evil. And here on Unfashionable, we transmute evil into a level up. So let's level up together. Vote yes on Proposition 50, and let's abolish Trump and the Trumpettes from taking over. This isn't a movie, you guys. This is real life. And you're the main character. Thank you.